Okay, good afternoon. And this is Let's Call It What It Is with Sharon Asatoya.
And Lynn Archambault.
All right. We've been talking to you about the Native American Women's Health Education Resource Center curriculum that was developed here for teen dating violence prevention. And it's something that we've done here and are very proud of it. And it is being used throughout the United States and in tribes in Canada as well amongst First Nations. Today we're going to talk about, we're into chapter 2, and we're looking at exercise number 6, creating your life and planning your future. And this exercise is meant to help you create a life that you want for yourself. To pretend that you're almost 30 years old and you're going to your 10th high school reunion. The organizers of the reunion want to gather stories of your class, and they ask you to tell them about your accomplishments. So they want you to write some of these things down.
They want you to think about what you'll look like at 30 years of age. And describe yourself. You know, do you think you're going to be fit and healthy? Are you going to take good care of yourself? Are you still going to have your long hair? What are the things, physical appearance for how you think you're going to look when you're 30? Are you going to look like your mom? And all those things. And part of that is thinking of all the things that create what we look like, how we age. You know, are we taking care of ourselves? Are we not abusing our bodies with drug and alcohol? Are we not, smoking and have the smoker's lips and those sort of things? So that's what I think about when I think about what I'm going to look like in the next 30 years. And then it asks you to describe what kind of education you received after high school. You know, did you go to college? Did you go to a vocational school? Maybe you went to beauty school. What you did, how you furthered your education, what degree you received, what certificates you might have received, and what skills you gained from your education that you received after high school. So it kind of helps set up some goals for what you're going to do after high school and what you want to be able to say at your 10-year high school reunion. The first hurdle there, of course, is to graduate from high school.
And then to describe your former classmates and what kind of work you're doing now. What do you enjoy most about your work? So you're supposed to describe to them what you think you're going to be doing then. And that's a real interesting thing, how you see yourself in the future, your accomplishments. I plan to be a doctor. And talking about all of those kinds of things, or I plan to be a radio announcer, and talking about all those kinds of things. I plan on being an actress, or I'm going to be a tribal chairperson, and writing those things down and telling your friends. Describing your what your former classmates. What are they into as well? That's assuming that you still know them. Well, you'll know them, but that you're still in the same community with them. So it's really an interesting exercise. What else would you want to share about your life with your classmates and your friends? For instance, do you have any children? And where do you live with your family? And what do you love about your life overall? So you're really projecting into the future. I'm going to have 2 kids in the white picket fence. Is that a reality check for most people? I'm going to have that little piece of land, and I'm going to have a sweat lodge out there, and I'm going to have some horses, and it's going to be real nice for my family, and we're just going to really enjoy our life. So these are the kinds of things that we want you to think about, to plan your future, or to look at what your options for your future could be. because unless you do that, you really aren't even thinking about setting goals. Anyway, this is really a really good exercise.
Well, and it allows you to kind of have fantasize a little bit about what you want, but it's a real good place to set some long-term goals for yourself too. And then we go into self-care, and the idea of self-care is, of course, taking care of yourself. Many times we spend so much time looking out for other people that we forget to look out for ourselves. I know that was a piece of wisdom that one of the elderly women in my life shared with me when I had my son was, you know, I had to continue to take care of myself because if I didn't, I couldn't take care of him. And sometimes we don't think about that as women. We put everything before taking care of ourselves. So it's especially important to take care of ourselves when we're sick, we're sad, or we're stressed out. I use a little thing called HALT, and it's hungry, angry, lonely, or tired. So if I'm out of sorts or I'm grouchy or I'm, you know, not feeling good about a situation, I try to look and say, okay, have I slowed down and eaten today? You know, sometimes we do that. We move so fast that we forget to take care of the little selves, the little things in our life. So, and then some of the things that we do to take care of ourselves are,
you know, we look at not only eating well, but did we sleep well? And, you know, a thing right now that a lot of young people